You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Tuesday, everybody. Great to have you with us tonight. I am coming to you live from Madison tonight. Greg, as always, is in Radio Park, and Dom is sitting right across the glass from me in Madison. It is a pleasure to be in our state's capital tonight. How are you guys doing? Greg, what's the rumpus in Racine tonight?
Not a lot of rumpus happening, but some very quick showers happened this afternoon. It was very, very nice, blue skies, and then all of a sudden, gone.
Oh, boy.
Rain for about 25, 30 minutes, and now blue skies, nice again. It was very, very odd, but if we're going to get rain, that's how I like it. Just
absolutely.
Quick, easy, and done.
Is it warm?
Sprinkle the grass, and we're good. What?
Yeah. Is it warm?
Right now, yeah, I think it's warm. Let me see here. I've been inside for a while. It's almost 70 degrees, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, no kidding. What, Don, what are we looking at, like 72?
I think it's around there. It looks like 70. 70.
70.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll take 70 any day of the week. This is typically, folks, the Yacht or Hay Triangle. I am typically in Marinette, Greg in Racine, Dom in Madison, but now it's, what do we call it, the Yacht or Hay Line.
The Yacht or Hay Line. The perpendicular line, the straight line, I'll find out a scientific name to say line.
We need a thesaurus or something. But it is beautiful here in Madison tonight. Great to be in our state's capital. Lots of people out on State Street. Just a gorgeous night. And it finally looks like summer is right around the corner. But I don't want to jinx it. I probably just did. Either way, it is great to have you with us tonight, folks. We have a great show tonight. Tim Sowers, the co-CEO of the Overture Center, will be here in studio with Dom and me. After the news at the bottom of the hour. Tim's always fun. He'll tell us what's coming up at the gorgeous Overture Center, which I can see right out the window here, which is always fun. And then Rob Thomas, another Madison staple, film critic Rob Thomas and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas will be here in studio as well. It's going to be a really fun show. We got a great question. We've got to tell people, though, we failed to mention this last night. Nightlight Movie Club.
Yes.
We got a good one this week. What are your thoughts?
I'm very excited for a couple of reasons. One, it's a classic. And two, it was the pick of our tech producer, Dom Lee in Madison. He's the one who picked this absolute classic. And you know what? Because of that, Dom, why don't you tell the people what this week's Nightlight Movie Club pick is?
Absolutely. This week's Nightlight Movie Club pick is...
Whoa.
Oh, we're getting timpanies for this one.
The Breakfast Club. That's what it is.
Hey. There it is. An age-old classic.
That's a great choice.
That's a great, great choice. It's one of those movies where you can say, like, all right, do I even need to watch the movie now? Because I've seen it so many times, but I'm going to rewatch it tomorrow. But that is our pick for the Nightlight Movie Club for this Thursday. That happens in the second hour, so we'll talk about the movie, talk about trivia. We'd love to get your thoughts on it. You could always get in touch with the show. And Pete, if people want to get in touch with us, like right now, how do they do that?
Well, there are a few different options, Greg, as you know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As always, folks, you can join the conversation regardless of what we're talking about. It's just great when you guys are more part of the show. You can also text us on the app. The Civic Media app is very easy to use. And if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or ex-Twitter, or the app we still call Twitter, as Greg points out fairly often, and I agree with him, drop us a stream comment. They're always fun, and we'll give you the question of the night in just a minute. But, honestly, just reach out regardless throughout the show and be part of great Nightlight Madison fun tonight and Racine fun, of course. But, yeah, Breakfast Club, second hour Thursday. Be part of the conversation. Check out the movie. If you've already seen it, you're familiar with it. I'll say this, Greg. You said you're going to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah.
As I talked ad nauseum yesterday about my colonoscopy, that was part of my prep. I was like, I needed something to watch. And when I was watching it, I did find stuff that I had forgotten about. I mean, I'd probably seen the movie five times. It's not like one of my favorite movies, but there were things in there that I had totally forgotten about. So I think people will find something.
And Brett on the text line here, listening on WAUK out in Brown Deer, says, oh, great choice, Dom. I watched The Breakfast Club yesterday.
What? So,
thank you.
Brett, be here on Thursday to be part of the conversation. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. And I'm looking forward to this week's installment of the Nightlight Movie Club.
It's going to be fun.
What is our... I wanted to come up with something funny to say, but it's escaping me. I just want to be like, hey, Pete, we got a question of the night, don't we, too?
Yes, we do.
And I didn't. I couldn't find funny words at all because I was thinking about a scientific way of saying the word line, and I found some, but I'll tell you that after you talk about the question of the night.
All right. Well, I don't want to bury the lead. Let's get the question of the night out there, buddy. This is an awesome one. What is your favorite knock-knock joke, ladies and gentlemen? Let us know. You know you love them. You might be embarrassed if you laugh at a knock-knock joke, but we've heard them our whole lives. Please share your favorite knock-knock joke tonight. And you can share that over the app or the stream or the phone number that I just said, 855-752-4842. This is a good one. You think we're going to get some responses tonight, Craig?
I hope so. I hope we get written out knock knock jokes so we can read them on the air. Also, a reminder, folks, we are FCC compliant. So if you want to send us a dirty one, that's fine. We won't read it.
But I'll read it for my own enjoyment.
We'll read it later. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll read it later. We'll put it in our little notebook of fun, but it will not be read on the air. So I know that. Like I can just imagine all the like, oh, I know what's going to happen now. You're fine. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this one because I want to hear some classics. You know, I've heard a lot of knock-knock jokes in my time, and I still love them to this day. And I have a couple in the arsenal that I'll bring out in the second hour, but this is going to be a very fun one.
I think I have to admit I had trouble thinking like, oh yeah, knock-knock jokes. And then I sat down earlier and I'm like, what are knock-knock jokes that I've heard? And I've heard thousands of them my whole life, and now they're slowly coming back to me. But we made a couple. My kids and I created a couple when they were younger.
Wow.
So we'll share those in the second hour as well, but it should be a fun one. I'm at the point right now where whenever, you know, I live in Christmas City, Greg. You know, that's the place to be in Wisconsin, aside from Racine and Madison, of course. We are not known for our culinary institutions in Marinette. We got burgers, bar food, mostly. There's a couple nice restaurants. But when I come to Madison, man, I just want to eat. Like, I don't, and not that Madison's the greatest restaurant city in the world, but they have great restaurants here, and I want to eat something. So I'm asking you guys, where should I go tonight, or what kind of food?
Oh,
because I'm starving.
Okay, so there is a great place in Madison. It is super, super good. And there is a couple locations, too. It's called McDonald's. Now, hear me out.
Hold on. MC.
Yeah. MC, not MAC.
Capital
MC.
D? Okay.
Capital D. Yes. You'll know them by the Golden Arches, they're called.
Interesting.
And they have this thing there called the Filet-O-Fish. It's an Irish tradition to eat a Filet-O-Fish. Especially when you're visiting Madison, it's very important.
Okay.
Walk in, be like, make sure you give them the most offensive leprechaun Irish voice you can, and just say, I'd like to order me a Filet-O-Fish tonight. And then when you get it, dance out like a leprechaun.
Done and done. And
it's a Madison tradition.
Done, the best I mean advice. A Madison tradition. The Irish. Have the Irish fish sandwich, please. We used to. My kids used to challenge me to say ridiculous things when we go into establishments.
Yeah.
And I went in one time. We played balderdash, and the word was plench. And my son's answer was Bob Plench, who works at the car dealer. He was like 11. I'm like, that doesn't even make any sense. But they said, Dad, go in there and say that to the girl at Cousin Subs. So I went up to order and I said, hi, I'm Bob Plench. I work down at the car dealer. And this girl looked at me. She just goes, okay. And then I totally bailed. I said, I'm kidding. My kids, like, I thought she was going to report me or something. But that's a great... That's a great filet of fish.
Thank you. It was either that or that one that's named after trains under a subway. I always love that too. If you're on a subway,
I'll just tell you right now, I'm not going to either one of those places tonight.
Oh.
But Dom, well, suggestion?
Ian's. If you like pizza, yeah, I would do. Say I would say Ian's. I go there every other day, or McDonald's. It's either or. Right? There's no between.
I like to think I would never go to McDonald's if I lived in a city with great restaurants, but I'm sure I would. Because once in a while I go to McDonald's in Marinette because I don't have a whole lot of choices. But And I've been to Ian's a ton. I was thinking something a little more upscale, but I'll find something.
If you say upscale, would you be down for a steak?
Yeah, and the Tornado Club has crossed my mind. I love it.
Well, there's also Delaney's. Delaney's is a great steakhouse. I don't know if they're open today, but if you're looking for that, then I would definitely suggest Delaney's. But as far as like great restaurants, I literally thought Dom was going to give you like three or four really great choices, and here he says Ian's and McDonald's.
Pizza by the slice.
I don't go anywhere nice.
I don't go. Well,
I'm not
true.
Opposed you, to, like, I love, like, a naff-naff, or I love...
What? Watch your mouth. What?
Naff-naff. N-A-F-N-A-F. It's a Middle Eastern fast food place. It's kind of like a Qdoba for Middle Eastern food, and it's phenomenal. They have, like, great shawarma, chicken and steak and falafel. But I kind of got sick of that, so I tend to go like that in Madison, but I got to find something.
See, and here's the problem, and I'm trying to help you out here. I'm just looking at Open Table right here for you, and every restaurant is... very hoity-toity, expensive. Like, give me a lunch place or a nice dinner place, but don't you don't have to give me a place that serves $200 steaks. Like, not everybody is looking for that.
Yeah,
it's very difficult to find restaurants like when Midwest. Wow, here's a website for you. So by the end of the show, here is the goal.
Okay,
friends in Madison, friends who know Madison, me and Dom as well, Tucker. Senior producer Tucker, you're listening as well. And we can also ask our guests tonight. Let's get Pete a dinner suggestion.
Yeah. And it could be a genre too. It doesn't have to be an exact food place or eatery, but give me because I don't know what I'm in the mood for.
You're open to many. Yeah.
I'm open to many. And I got an Indian place right across the street I go to quite often, so I might want to change it up. But I would appreciate that suggestion.
All right. Well, we are on task for you, friend.
I appreciate that, guys. Is that our first big news story, or should we get to the actual where's Pete gonna eat?
I think we should get the news. Big news story, Pete's hungry.
Let's get to some actual news stories.
So this one just broke yesterday or this morning. Joe Rogan says Trump offered FDA approval for controversial psychedelic drug over text, quote, literally that quick. Look, I am all for this country moving forward with our embracing of various types of medications, whether it's medical marijuana, psychedelics, especially for PTSD, especially for vets. Like, there is a lot of research out there that shows the effectiveness of marijuana and for psychedelics in like whether it's microdosing or low dosage. I'm all for that. But this story, Pete, makes me so angry because for years, vets, lobbyists, doctors, experts, family members have been saying, please, please entertain this idea to close doors, to hands in the face, no thank you. We're not a country who does drugs, quote unquote. And this bald podcasting failure, he's not a failure, I just don't like him, texts the president and says, let's do this. And the president says, okay, cool, you want FDA fast track? Are you out of your mind?
Right.
So angry about this.
It's sort of like he's listening to a guy who UFC commentates and was on news, a bit player on news radio. It would be like Skippy if Family Ties said, hey, can you approve this bipolar drug? When there have been actual studies, like you said, out there at Stanford. But no, that wasn't enough. But Joe Rogan wants it. Joe Rogan has criticized me recently. So, I'm all in. No sense.
He
wants to get back in a podcaster's good graces. That's our leadership. All right. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, folks. Great to have you with us. I'm coming to you live from Madison tonight. Dom's here. Greg's in Racine. We're crushing it. We'll be right back with two more big stories, including one of our redheads. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe, joined by Greg Bach, Dom Lee in Madison. I'm coming to you live from Madison tonight, here keeping Dom company, and Greg is in Radio Park as usual. We have Tim Sowers coming up in just a few minutes, folks. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Officer and the co-CEO at the Overture Center right across the street here from Civic Media. Tim will tell us what's coming up. We're getting some texts. Thank you for the food suggestions, folks. We will read those in hour number two as well. Some of these are just great. So I look forward to reading your food suggestions. And then we've got, in hour number two, Madison film critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas will be here in studio as well. So it'll be fun to have two Madison-based in-studio guests. Dom, how did you know to play that song? I literally have had that song on my mind all day.
That's because I think I got it stuck in your head.
Was I singing it when I came in or something?
I was singing it when it came in, and then, so I think it just kind of works out that way.
Just walking up and down State Street singing I'm Every Woman. Nobody minds. All right.
I did really quick before we get to the news story. I did find a scientific way of calling us the name when you're in Madison and Dom's in Madison and I'm here. We could be the Yoderhey linear path.
Oh, I like
the Yoderhey trajectory, or I kind of like this one just because there's a lot of words. The Yoderhey one dimensional continuum.
I like the last two. I love the word trajectory, but I like the inaneness of that last one too.
One-dimensional continuum?
Yeah, you pick. I'm fine with either one of those two.
I'll choose that. I'm down with that one too.
All right. So we are the Yoderhey one-dimensional continuum when any of us are in Madison, and if we're all three of us are in Madison, we're like the Yoderhey dot.
Right. It's good when branding something to pick a name no one will ever remember.
Exactly. Can we find those websites and lock up those domains? Thank you very much. Seth, get on that, please, Dom. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get back into our stories. We got another story just a burning a hole in our pockets.
This one's great. Okay. This is from Wired.com, Greg.
Yeah.
An Indian medical student created a program using AI, girls, to scam MAGA men. And guess what? Do you think it worked?
Oh, it works so much.
He uses a pseudonym because he doesn't live in America, but he is a medical student. He is worried about retribution, so he uses a fake name. But he created these AI-generated girls with Google Gemini's Nano Banana Pro. I'm not familiar with that. I don't create AI women. And he decided that he was going to sell bikini photos, but that was not enough. And they said, no, you got to go farther. You got to get money from people. So he created this AI girl named Emily Hart, a registered nurse with a heart of gold, I'm sure. And she looks, coincidentally, just like Jennifer Lawrence.
Shocking. Shocking. Right. This story is great. We will put this in the show notes for this evening. And the things he says are just hilarious. That, like, he says that, yes, I do this and it works because a lot of people who are looking at it are older MAGA men influencers who have disposable money and have no idea what AI slop is. He even tried to do a liberal version that no one cared about because he goes, yeah, liberals are smarter when it comes to tech and they don't see AI. They see AI slop and move on. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, this story, there are things in this story we can't actually say on the radio. Because it gets a little too dicey with what happened. But, I mean, this has been happening all over the place. Like, people have been making these AI models and he made not OnlyFans, but I think it's called FanView. He said he made a page for that, too. I don't even know how that works. I have no clue. But may I tell you my favorite part?
Yeah, totally.
Of this whole story?
Please.
Is the fact that, so, this character, person, thing, had an Instagram account, a Facebook account, a FanView account, and I believe it had a Twitter account as well. But Instagram took that account off of the site because it was flagged as fraudulent. And they said to Meta's credit, and Meta owns Instagram, but they also own Facebook, where that character's account is, wait for it, still active to this day.
And we'll still get more viewers, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Yeah. I mean, this is, and
What are people saying, like, when they look at her, like, oh, she's a cute girl and she's a Christian. She's got seven fingers, but you know what? Her personality is a gem. Like, they don't recognize those things about AI yet.
They don't care. And the thing is, I bet you it has even less to do with the fact that, like, I did not see what she looked like, but I guarantee you. It has also due to the fact that he ended up putting things in there that were pro-Christian, pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, anti-abortion, anti-woke, anti-immigration. That was the whole, that is what got him the because he tried to do it with just a, quote, beautiful woman as AI, and it didn't work. He had to put all that junk on there to get people to actually pay attention. And then there are people on the other side who are totally saying, like, that's AI, it's fake. It's like, yeah, don't comment. Don't comment at all.
And I wonder if there's people that, when they find out if it's AI, don't care. And they still, you know what I mean?
I'm going to
do some research on this, and I'm going to look into that. I'm going to set up an account.
Sure you are. He said every reel got 3 million views, 5 million views, 10 million views. The algorithm loved it. She got, what did it say? It said in a month, she got 10,000 Instagram followers.
Wow.
And she was fake. And he bilked people for thousands of months. He finally decided to stop doing it. He's like, I'm going to focus on my studies to become a pediatric surgeon. He wants to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Right. He won't make as much money, though, doing what he's doing now.
He will not. He even said that in the interview, too.
On the lighter side, Greg and Dom, we have one more quick third story.
Yeah.
This is redheads are on the rise, Greg. They're coming back.
They're getting bigger?
Oh, they're getting bigger. A Harvard study of nearly 6,000 ancient human remains found that red hair genes are actually spreading, meaning natural selection has been quietly rooting for redheads this whole time. And they take so much abuse and it's not fair. But they're making a comeback. More and more people will have red hair.
It said in the study that more than 60% of the DNA examined had immunity to HIV infection, leprosy, a lower risk of arthritis, alcoholism, and increased resistance to bacterial or viral infections. But they were more prone to having celiac disease and Crohn's disease. So to my nephew, Ben, good luck. You will rule the world.
They're gluten-free. All right. When we come back after the news, Tim Sowers from the Overture Center will be here. Don't go anywhere, folks. We got a lot going on here tonight. It's great to have you with us. This is Pete and Greg and Nightlight. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, coming to you live from Madison tonight. I am away from my home studio. Greg is in Racine. Dom is here with me in Madison. We are jamming through a Tuesday night here on a gorgeous night in our state's capital. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite knock-knock joke? You can also weigh in on what type of food should Pete eat after the show? Do you want to be a pal or pals or palace, whatever?
If you want to be a palace?
A palace, castle? Yeah. I was trying to go for the feminine. There's no effeminate version of pal. It's just pal
is non-gender. Pal, yeah.
Yeah.
She's my pal. He's my pal. They're my pal. You're all my pals.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to be very honest. I've never even considered that before, whether that word was the gender behind the word.
Okay.
All right. Great.
It's awesome. I love this. I love this.
Take this moment to retire from radio right now, folks.
No, because I want you between now and the end of the week to refer to one of your female friends as pal and be like, hey, pal. And I want you to report back on their look.
I've done that. That's what was so asinine about what I just said. All right. With that in mind, folks, we're going to bring up our first guest of the night. He is joining us here in the studio. He's a Nightlight bestie. He's one of our regulars. He is the co-CEO and chief artistic experiences officer at the Overture Center. I can see it out the window. He's sitting next to me. It's a glorious night. Tim Sowers is here. Hey, Tim.
Were you saying hey, pal, or PayPal?
I was saying hey, pal.
It sounds like PayPal.
I love this is how casual Tim feels. Like, what a good guest. He's just rifling through a magazine while he's on the show. He feels very
He's already that bored with us.
No.
It's actually all the upcoming
I usually
shows.
Have a computer monitor when I'm at home, and I don't have that to flash on.
How are you, Tim?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you give the knock-knock joke some thought?
I don't know any.
Yeah. I find that hard to believe. But
I don't know any knock-knock jokes.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about it. It's making me think of, like, oh my God, when I was a kid, all those old-time television comedians, like, you know, Hollywood Squares people. Right. There had to have been a knock-knock
Paul
joke
Lynn must
there
have
somewhere.
Told
the, yeah. He had to have told a knock-knock joke.
The one I remember the most is Interrupting Cow. Knock-knock, who's there?
Well,
Interrupting
off Cow. My list now. Thanks a lot.
I can't even think of one.
I had trouble thinking of them.
Dom, if only there was a piece of technology where we could look up knock knock jokes.
If I was at home, I would have looked them up by now and found one that I thought was funny, and then I'd share it.
Well, we do have time during the next break to run to the library and look at the card catalog. Oh, there you go, Tim.
There you go.
All right, Tim Sowers is here, folks. Let's get down to business, Tim, because your time is valuable. You were just traveling to New York. You're back in Madison now. Let's start with the upcoming season.
What? We have a new season.
Yeah,
all
that's
new
exciting.
Season. Tickets are on sale. For subscriptions are on sale right now. We have a big Broadway season of 8. A lot of them were the best musical Tony winners, like it's Jersey Boys' 20th anniversary tour. They were a big musical.
Love
the Outsiders
Yes,
is amazing. That show is amazing. I can't wait for that to happen. And on a side note, we have this big program called the Jerry's, the Jerry Awards, and it's our big high school musical theater. It's in its 17th year. It was originally named the Tommies after Tom Wopat, but he did something not so good. So we had
Tom Wopat had an award named it? Because he's from Wisconsin?
Because he's from Lodi. Yeah. He's from Lodi. And so we named that after him. And it's theater, and he does musical theater, right? But he did something bad, so we changed the name. And now it's named after Jerry Frouchy, who was our big benefactor, right? And so we send reviewers out to see high school musicals. They apply. They get written critiques back. And then they get nominations. And we have a big show where we have, last year, I think we had 700 kids in two shows and outstanding musicals. We had like, I don't know, 13 or 15 of those. They do a few minutes. And then we have outstanding leads that do cuts from their show. And then we audition those who receive awards for leads, and then we send two to New York City to the big national one called the Jimmy Awards. But anyhow, so one of our kids who is just now got one of the starring roles on The Outsiders in Broadway.
What?
I know it. And then another one just got cast as one of the lead roles in Stranger Things on Broadway.
From Madison.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing this year like 115 productions throughout the state.
Oh my God.
No, they're from all over. One kid is from Kettle Moraine, another one's from Verona here. It's like our fourth or fifth kid now that is on Broadway. So it was kind of fun. So not to be distracted, but we have that big show coming up in June with all of that. And so The Outsiders.
That gets here in June.
No, I don't know when that gets here. That's here like next summer. That's here like next summer. So that was a big Tony Award winner. Maybe Happy Ending won the Tony last year for Best Musical. So we have a lot of big hits that people are very interested in seeing. Death Becomes Her, which is nutty. It's a nutty musical.
Oh,
it's just fun and nutty and stupid like the movie, right? It's fun,
it's
right?
Great.
That's what people want to see right now, I think, more than anything else.
It's just fun.
People want to have a good time.
Great point.
I didn't know there was a Stranger Things musical.
It's not a musical. It's a play.
It's just I didn't realize it got to the stage that quickly.
Yep. It's been there a year now, I think. I think it opened like last spring. They filmed it. They just recently filmed it. So I'm sure when it starts to slow down a bit on Broadway, it will be on Netflix, right? You can see, we'll be able to see the stage version of that.
That's so fun.
Interesting.
I know, right?
Interesting. I'm just wondering if they're going to cast a bunch of kids to play the same roles over time, and then the last act of the show, it's like it's a 40-year-old playing the part of the kid.
Well, it's a prequel or it's another storyline. Mm. And I saw the show, and it has pretty amazing technology in it. And there's big thing that's supposed to scare people in it. like whatever. But it's a good way to get people to go to shows. Like,
absolutely.
You know, if they're used to seeing that, to go see something on stage and to, you know, some of these Broadway movies that have become hit stage shows, people are from the movie want to go see it.
Have you seen the show She Kills Monsters?
No.
Okay. I would love to
That's
know
in Kenosha, right? That's happening in Kenosha.
That's a live show?
It's a live show. My daughter was just in it in Stevens Point. It's such a great story. It's about D&D, that world, and sisters connecting when one passed away. And I don't know anything about D&D, but it was a great show. I can't remember if it's on Broadway already or not. You'd probably know
No,
if
I
it
would
was.
Know that.
Okay.
No,
So, all right.
There's a What's the other one that's something like that? Paranormal Activity. Was that a TV show?
That was a movie.
That's a movie. That's a series of movies.
It's a huge hit right now as a stage piece. And I know they want to bring it because it's in London, I think. And I know they want to bring it here. And I think other people had done it, but now I think they're going to turn into something big in New York with that.
Wow.
It's a whole different crowd. That's, you know, it's great. I think it's great.
Absolutely.
Is this something new though? Because like growing up, you know, lots of plays got turned into movies, but movies don't usually get turned into plays. And in the past, like 20, 25 years, that's become more and more of a thing.
Yeah, especially with movies. And I know that like in a lot of the movie studios, they have a team of people who are just looking at what of their catalog would make a good Broadway musical.
Okay.
Oh.
So and why not?
Sure, you get a little sick of it.
Yeah.
After a while. Like if it's, you know, like if it's good, great.
Yeah.
Right. But a lot of them aren't.
But like what you just said, if you get a whole new generation to come to see live Broadway shows, even in Madison or Appleton or Milwaukee or whatever, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. And you know, this state is very popular, like hopping with it.
Yeah.
These people will. It was funny because we just had Back to the Future a couple weeks ago, right? And nobody else in Wisconsin had it. So Appleton didn't have it on their season or Milwaukee. And that happens sometimes with our season. We all don't get the same shows.
Okay.
And so most of our seasons are pretty similar. And then we all each get our unique stuff.
Yeah.
And then Back to the Future was only gone out for 2 years. And I really wanted to get it. And we had it. And on that Sunday night is when a big bad storm was coming in. The ice up north was really bad.
Right.
We weren't so bad here. The show wasn't canceled because we weren't bad here. But we had so many people calling in from far, far away.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, they really wanted to come see that. That show in particular had a lot of meaning to them.
Mm.
And it was also outside of the regular Broadway demographic of, it was fathers buying tickets and bringing their kids to share that movie experience. And I love that, right?
That's very cool.
That's great.
That's very cool. Love
it. You know, people will travel to see something they really want to see.
That is the voice of Tim Sowers. He is the co-CEO of the Overture Center here in Madison and the chief artistic experiences did I get that right, Tim?
Officer. It's too long, I know.
You got a lot of titles,
too. It's too long.
Do you get an office for each title?
And I always say, hi, I'm a co-CEO and I do the programming. That's how I introduce myself.
He's joining us here in the studio in Madison. You just mentioned Back to the Future. Dom, we got to put that picture up in the stream here. For those of you watching on the stream, this is senior producer Tucker and me taking a picture of the DeLorean when we left that night. You might have been on the show that night. That was so much fun. And I was going to go see the show that night, but my son was coming over from Milwaukee and we were going to get tickets. Because I want to say too, folks, the Overture Center has very affordable seats. We were just going to get a couple nosebleeds just to be there. Yeah. But he was late and I didn't get to see it. And but I did get to pose for this really cool
picture. And that DeLorean that guy was cool.
Yeah.
Who built his DeLorean. He also worked out with a team of people in L.A. because he was out in L.A.
Okay.
That restored the real DeLorean from the movie. Mm. So kind of cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
That is a huge society of people, people who own DeLoreans, maintain. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just, it's not just Back to the Future. There are people who completely trick out their DeLoreans to look like that car. And then there's some folks who are like, I want it to look like the original. I'm like, okay, sorry, didn't mean to offend you.
I wouldn't have known the difference. I thought that was fun. No,
it's cool though.
I want to ask you before we get to a break too, Jersey Boys, that's coming. You said the
20th anniversary of Jersey Boys.
What did you like? I love the music. And the show was good. I saw the movie and I saw the show. What were your thoughts on Jersey Boys overall?
You know, I think it's one of the best biopic musicals that have ever been created. Right. Because one of the things I love about that show in particular is, yes, it's all their catalog, right? It's all their music. But it's not just sung to the plot, like they're musicians in the show. And the music makes sense to me. And they have an interesting story.
They do. It's
their
a great story
is interesting.
Yeah.
I love it.
Are you a fan of the Jersey Boys, Greg? Frankie?
I have never actually. Well, okay. I'm gonna say something that might be controversial.
Uh-oh.
I do not like doo-wop music that much, and I will go a step further. I specifically don't like white doo-wop music that much.
Whoa!
It's not very interesting or fun to listen to. It's like, cool. All right. So my mom loves it, and I was thinking about taking her to this. But I'll go see the musical for her because she loves that play. She's seen it a bunch of times, and I think it'd be a fun like day trip. Like I'm gonna take you to Madison. Surprise, see the show. She would love it. I would totally see the show. But Frankie Valli, The Four Seasons, never been my jam.
Wow, I can't get enough of them. But you know what?
That's
You're
cool.
still a
That's
good
cool.
person.
More
Greg.
For
Frankie
you.
Frankie Valli's still out there.
Yeah, lip syncing his way.
Lip syncing it all.
All right, we are gonna take a very short break, and then we'll have a few more minutes with our pal Tim Sowers from the Overture Center. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach and the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Great to have you with us. And Dom is crushing it on the intro-outro music. It's a musical night here because we have a few more minutes with our pal Tim Sowers. He is the co-CEO of the Overture Center and has about 18 other titles that if I ran through all of them, it'd probably be time for him to go. We don't want that. We've got more to discuss with Tim while he's here. Tim, this is a great this jumped out at me on the website. It's you guys do so much with the community, like you just mentioned before. Kids in the Rotunda, part of the Education and Community Engagement Program. It's free. I love that.
Yeah,
tell
you know,
us about
Kids
that.
In the Rotunda has been, before Overture, when it was just Madison Civic Center, it was called Kids in the Crossroad. And it's from October through April. It's three performances every Saturday, free for families, mostly for the little ones. We have the open air and the lower level. And so everybody comes to the shows. It's free. We have people coming over and over and over and over. Sometimes we move them over into Overture Hall, like we just did a couple weeks ago. Trinity Irish Dancers from the schools and stuff that are around.
Oh,
my! It just packs them in.
Love.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it because when I first got here, I was like, "This is one of the best audience development programs I've ever seen." Because it gets all them into a habit of going to shows. And then I watched them go into the other venues for their first like public family shows.
Nice.
And just love it.
Got one this Saturday, April 25th, folks. Check it out. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's the Lullaby Project.
Yeah.
And that's a program we do with Carnegie Hall in New York. And what it is a singer-songwriter musician pairs up with an expectant mother. And they write a lullaby for their child.
Oh my gosh.
It is
so cool.
Sweet. We also just started doing it at a couple senior sites for patients with dementia.
Oh
and
my
so
God,
their families
I love that.
Get together and they create this story song and it's
tears everywhere.
It's beautiful.
It's gotta be.
It's beautiful. Yes, so doing it for all the little kids is so cute.
Yeah, that absolutely sounds amazing. And then and then Cabaret this Thursday.
Patty Murin,
yes.
Who's from Broadway's Frozen.
Oh, wow.
A couple of the Broadway shows she's done. It's our dinner. They have dinner on the stage. The artist is in a stage that we build into the house, and they look onto the stage, and it's this beautiful, lovely, intimate performance.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about, you mentioned this earlier, Tim, but maybe Happy Ending. I've heard a lot about that. What is that show exactly?
So it's was developed in South Korea, and it's basically about these two forgotten robot AI who meet, and they go on this journey together to try to find their former owners. And it's about healing, and it's beautifully done. People are going to they're very excited about that show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and who would think, right? Two robot kind of thing would make a good musical, but I like it because it's original. It's all original music. There's a jazz score with it.
Yeah.
There's a jazz singer in it. The guy was amazing.
Okay. I mean, Short Circuit was a movie about a machine, I guess. Why not?
Yeah, there you go.
AI.
AI is big right now, right? AI
absolutely.
Is
absolutely.
I only want to see a musical based on Short Circuit 2. That's what I would like to see.
Short Circuit 2. Yeah, that'd be fun. I think somebody should do a musical about some sequel.
We're just the guys. We're just the guys to do it.
Sequel.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Love it, love it, love it. And then really quick here, too, I see on the list, is this sold out? The Charlie Barron's Lost and Found Tour. It's coming up.
No, my gosh. 8th and 9th. We started with 2 shows. Then we added a third show. Then we added a 4th show. I think there's some tickets still available for the 4th show.
Wow.
I can't wait to see him. I've never seen him.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
I'll be honest. When they brought it to us through other agencies, I was like, I didn't even know who Charlie Barron's was. I didn't know who he was.
Well,
I looked him up and I was like, oh my God, this could be really fun, right? Yeah. But he sells out everywhere. Yeah. Crazy. He was just in Whitewater in the fall and he was just, it's crazy how he sells tickets, but we're happy.
Yeah. Dom, that's a great show to take your girlfriend to.
Oh, yes. I plan on
check out Charlie Barron's. That's coming up too. May 8th. Okay.
We're coming closer and closer to May. I cannot believe that. I know time works in that fashion, but still, it does not feel like we're almost at the end of April.
I know. It's so true.
Tim, we have about a minute left. You said you just got back from New York with 50 people from Madison.
Yeah, we take trips with our donors and our subscribers. And, one of the things I love about here at Overture and, you know, our people are hip and fun. You know, they saw 4 shows together, ranging from, you know, classic like Ragtime to Titanic, you know, like it was like crazy. And they're just like, they're just game to go. And
yeah. Where's your favorite place to go to scout?
Shows?
Yeah.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I think for some reason that sounds familiar.
We need to talk about that in the future.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I go every year and I see 50 shows.
Oh my gosh.
Over the course. And we started our own Fringe. Last year was our first kind of bigger one and it was a big success. Mm-hmm. And next year, and you can look and see on our website with our new season, we have some big shows and we have a lot of little cool, crazy shows because that's what the Fringe is all about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I like going over there because they have the big to the small.
Okay.
And you can see it all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I work with agents and agents are like, okay, these shows are going to be at the Fringe when you're there. Please come and see them.
Oh my God. That's a really sweet cool.
I have a great job.
I'd love to go.
Greg, we got to go over there and do like a live broadcast from.
Yeah, we should be there the entire Fringe. Just I think Pete and Greg.
Charge it to the Overture
Dom
Center.
Dom, take care of all of the amenities and all the setup. Please and thank you. We'll just show up and do our thing. Okay.
I need a per diem and a signing bonus, but let's make this
happen. Yes, please. I need a signing bonus and a per diem, please. Thank you.
Tim, you're awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Always fun. Good to do this in person.
Always pleasure.
Go to the Overture Center, folks. Many theaters, many shows. Just a great time and a beautiful place. A reminder that our question of the night is, what is your favorite knock-knock joke? Let us know at 855-752-4842 or send us a comment on the app or the stream. Rob Thomas will be here, Madison-based film critic, coming up at 6:20. He's also the CityCast Madison newsletter editor. Always fun to have Rob here in the studio. That's all coming up in hour 2. And we'll read your text. Why would you go anywhere? This is Pete Schwabit and Greg Locke at Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.